Welcome to day two of the fast. You know, at the beginning of the fast, it always feels like we have so far to go. And I get that, but I want to encourage you to focus on today instead of 3 weeks from now. God's mercies are new every morning. He will be our strength today. And tomorrow, He'll give you what you need again when you get there. So let's stay in the moment with Him today. So again, we're using this time during the fast to feast on God's word. And we're working our way through Psalm 119. It's the longest chapter in the whole Bible. And a reminder, it's also an acrostic psalm. So each of the 22 stanzas start with a successive letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And today, we are on the third letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Gimel. It makes the sound like the letter G. So let's read together through verses 17 through 24. It says, "Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I'm a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me their scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors." You know, as we read through this, you probably notice the writer is going through a tough time. He says he feels like a stranger. He feels out of place. He doesn't seem to fit in. And reminds us that when we choose to live for God, there will be times when we feel like we are out of place in this world. He also says he feels as if God is silent. His soul is consumed. Some translations say crushed with longing for God's laws. And at all times, it's as if in the midst of his pain, he feels that God is silent. So he feels like a stranger, seems that God is silent, and then it says that others are slandering him. Rulers are making accusations of him that are untrue, speaking ill of him. And if you put all of this together, he's having a rough go of it. I wonder if you can relate with the psalmist. Do you feel as if you are in the midst of a tough time that has you feeling down? If so, I want to draw your attention to verse 24, which says, "Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors." So here we find another synonym that Psalm 119 uses for scripture. Yesterday, we looked at the Hebrew term hukah, which is translated decrees in the NIV. But today we see the term statutes. Some translations have the word testimonies. And in the Hebrew, that term is eduth, which can speak to the dependability and faithfulness of God as revealed in His word. God's word is a testimony to us of how God has come through in the past. Other words, God has given us testimonies for the tough times. So here's the application. When I feel a situation I am in is closing in on me and I don't see a way out, I go read Exodus 14 and remind myself that when Moses and the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, God made a way. He split the sea. He is a way maker. And if He did it then, He can do it again. When I feel like I've lost everything that is near and dear to me, I could go read the story of Job in the Bible and remind myself that just as God brought Job through and restored his life, He can do the same for me, and He can do it again. When I feel like I'm walking through the flames, when it feels like I've been put in the pressure cooker, I look back at Daniel chapter 3 and read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the fire. What did God do then? He joined them in the fire, and they were not burned. And if He did it then, He can do it again. My God will be with me amid the flames. He has given us testimonies for tough times. And let His testimonies be your counselor. In fact, sometimes when I've walked through a tough season, it's been helpful for me to not only reflect on God's faithfulness to others as revealed in His word, but also His faithfulness to me. I draw strength from recounting the times He's been faithful to me in the past. And so as we close our time today, I want to encourage you to recount some of the times that God has been faithful to you, because He has. Maybe write out a testimony of how God has been faithful to you and thank Him for His goodness. I'm praying God's blessing over you today, and I'll hope to see you back tomorrow.